Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
720 WGN, Chicago's Afternoon News, 550. John Hansen here till 7 o'clock. Let's talk to Dr. Michael Bauer now. He's the medical director of Northwestern Medicine at Lake Forest Hospital. Dr. Bauer, thanks for hopping on with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
How are things at the hospital? Staffing okay, or are you seeing even some impact? Nurses, doctors, like everyone else, coming down with this thing?
We are stretched quite thin.
Yeah.
What you're seeing is very, very real, and the timing couldn't be worse with all of the holidays. But, yeah, it's affecting quite a bit of our staff.
What do you think about the CDC's new guidance about 5 days where, you know, isolation if you're COVID positive? If you are asymptomatic after 5 days, you can break isolation and wear a mask. Right move? I mean, I know that might help certainly people in the healthcare field, but I don't want anyone to get lax about the procedures. What do you think?
Well, I think people, once again, have to be on good behavior and quite honest, because if you look at the new guidelines, you need to be asymptomatic or have no new symptoms. They should all be resolving, certainly no fever. And unfortunately, human nature tends to stretch things a bit. What we have found out, though, is that the most contagious period really is that day or two before you develop any symptoms, if you develop them, and then for 2 or 3 days after. For anybody that has fever or ongoing symptoms, they may still be potentially contagious. But I think overall this could serve to be a nice balance between not having to head towards lockdowns and getting people back into society again. They do need to be very good, though, those next 5 days about masking and masking, wearing it properly over their nose, tight fitting when they're out in public. That's going to be key.
I think that there's a lot of confusion right now about when I should get a test or when I shouldn't. A lot of people, well-meaning, got the test before they went home to see other folks, and they felt fine, but they're like, I'm just going to get a test to see, and then bam, they have COVID, and they lost a lot of their holiday time with other people. If you have a mild headache in the morning, should you be going to get tested if you're just going to be around vaccinated, boosted people, right? Like, I feel like we don't quite know what the right answer is.
That a lot of it boils down to common sense. Right now, if you have what you think is just even a mild cold or mild sore throat, you need to be presuming that is COVID till you prove it's not. And that is extremely important, because what we're seeing with Omicron, especially in vaccinated people, is it's a mild respiratory illness for most of them. The big issue is that they can continue to spread it, especially to those that are vulnerable. So I'm telling people now, if you think you have a cold or mild symptoms, you should be getting tested and presume it's COVID till you prove it's not.
Interesting. Yeah, so then if you can't get tested, which a lot of people can't, then I guess it's isolation and masking all the time until you can.
That is correct. That just be a good citizen, stay out of large gatherings, and wear a mask around others. But you should be isolating that five-day period if you're sick.
Do you have cautious optimism that this might be the way to an endemic instead of a pandemic? Or is it just way too soon to even have false hope?
I actually think cautious optimism is a very good term. We used to talk about so-called herd immunity back in the early days of COVID, and that is sort of a term that's dropped off for a bit. But this is a way that we are going to get there. I've actually had some colleagues that have come down with mild COVID cases actually remark, say, gee, I think I should just infect my kids now and get this over with. However, I absolutely would not advocate doing that
okay
to anyone.
But, so it not like goes, a COVID chickenpox party sort of thing.
Okay. Like people used to do in the day with chickenpox. What they forgot, though, is some children got very, very ill with chickenpox. So I would absolutely not advocate doing that. But it just goes to the point that for vaccinated people, we're seeing mostly mild illness.
Yeah, and boosted, too, makes a huge difference. And the CDC was quick to point that out as well, about the vaccine efficiency, especially, or efficacy. I don't know which word to use, but they both mean the same thing for me. It's obviously much better when you're boosted. Had a text from the 708. Is rapid test good enough? I guess it depends on what case you're in, whether you're asymptomatic or symptomatic, right?
Yeah, so most of the FDA-approved rapid tests that are available on the market are very good tests. You have to do them properly. That's the first thing. No test is good if you're not following the directions perfectly. So think of going back to a chemistry class in high school. Follow all the directions. For a symptomatic person, the at-home rapid tests really have proven to be very, very good. What I usually recommend to people, if you have no symptoms but have been exposed, or you have very mild symptoms and you come up with a negative test, retest in 2 days. But overall, those are really good tests.
I've talked to some people who have come down with COVID who have, boy, they've done everything right, right? They've been vaxxed, they've been boosted, they were safe, they weren't someone that was never wearing a mask or anything like that. And there's like a lot of shame associated with it. I think we're at the point now that if you've done everything right and you get COVID, I think we need to talk more openly about how it's nothing to be ashamed of. That way we don't discourage other people from getting tested, you know, right? I mean, like, it's something that happens.
That is delving into the psyche of a lot of people now. But you are spot on. There is absolutely no shame. Look at the number of cases that we're seeing now, hundreds of thousands, right? That there's no shame in that.
Mm-hmm.
The only shame comes if you are not being a good citizen and haven't done what you're supposed to be doing. That's
well,
plain and simple.
Well put. All right, Dr. Michael Bauer, we appreciate your time, okay?
Have a great night. Stay safe, everyone.
Yeah, we just got to hang on here. Hang on tight to the rope for a couple more weeks and months, hopefully.
We will get there.
We will. All right. The medical director of Northwestern Medicine at Lake Forest Hospital. Always appreciate his time.